Let's take a trip back in time. So strap yourselves in tight. It's time for Bobby and Jason's awesome 80s podcast.
And away we go.
We are live on tape in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Bobby and Jason's awesome 80s podcast.
And it's number six, party people.
I figured I'd say the name every time in case somebody forgot who the hell we were and are and shit. Sometimes I forget who I am.
Yeah, dude. Believe me, I try to forget who you are all the time.
But is this episode six?
Is this episode six. Now, how do you say that in another language?
Número seis.
There we go. Look at that. I'm learning.
I speak,
that.
I do speak a little Spanish. Hablo español un poquito, pero yo aprendo con mi esposa.
That is delicious. I had that.
There you go.
At the restaurant the other night. That was great.
So, speaking of episode five, you want to recap a little bit?
Yeah, I think that I think everything I bitched and complained about was well deserved.
Oh, I love the rant about the greatest hits and everything else. That was great.
It comes straight from that special spot. You know, you just need to get it out. That's where it's coming from. And we talked about the weekend with Bob tape.
Let's all spend a weekend with Bob. We did get a lot of requests to see the full tape, but we're not going to show the full tape. We're going to show maybe two or three small clips over the next days and weeks.
You know what? I'll tell you something out there, everybody. I will try to get the full tape and put it up, but I guarantee you that Bob's going to send me some cease and desist letter
with
like copyright stuff, right? Is that what you're going to do to me? You're going to do that to me?
Copyright stuff?
You're going to do that to me? You're going to try to shut down my Facebook page, pal?
Who does that?
I don't know.
Who does that? The show. Anyway,
sorry.
Let's get back on topic.
All right.
We talked about your music and you were in a few different groups, and we did put some of your songs on the Facebook page.
And I do appreciate a lot of your comments out there. Feel free to listen to them. Do whatever you want with them. Have a good time.
And we're going to put more music that Jason's done. And also Jason and I had did some original songs when we were a marquee. So we'll probably share some of that down the road.
And one cool thing about that stuff is it is authentic. You can just...
It sure is.
Smell the 80s and the 90s on it.
I'll tell you right now, this voice doesn't sing, but I do speak very well. I'm a sexy speaker. Well, hey, you.
Well, here's the thing, man. I haven't put you through any auto-tune yet.
Oh, man. You want to auto-tune me?
Bro.
I admit that I do not sing, and I don't want to be auto-tuned. I do
you
not.
You never know, man. I might even do it to the podcast.
You know what? You know who I am? You know Boys to Men? I'm the baritone guy.
The guy who quit?
Yeah. That's me. I'm the guy who's like, just like, hey, baby.
Somebody's going to know that guy's
hey,
name.
Hey, baby. You look great.
So, yeah. So, we put some stuff up there, and we really hope you guys enjoyed it. We've been going through our magical box of fun stuff from back in the day.
Yep.
And finding all kinds of cool stuff. And we're going to put more up. Hopefully be able to get all of it up there before the last VHS player kicks the bucket. Did you see this?
I did, man. That I don't know. I feel like I lost a relative. It's horrible.
I know. Well, the last VCRs ever are going to be made this month. Can you believe this crap? I mean, I saw on the Facebook page that somebody said that the weekend with Bob was barely watchable now, and now they're never going to get a chance to see it.
We have to transfer that quickly on digital.
They said that if you read about this, they said that they're going to stop making them this month. They said they decided to cease productions due to difficulties in acquiring components. So it's like all those little parts in there, like the mice and whatever else they throw in there, they don't make them anymore.
But if you think about VCRs from the time, I mean, the technology of that was great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they hit the nail on the head. I was reading this article, so I wanted to bring it in. And it says when Blockbuster was out, it was all over the place, you know. And the VCR was a finicky technology, and that the machines, and we all know this. Everybody who watched the show knows this. The machines would often chew up malformed tapes.
I remember
that. Yeah, and you had to find, they had regular cleaning, which nobody, I don't know one person who ever cleaned their VCR. And
didn't they sell VHS tapes that were just for cleaning?
Yeah, they did.
I'm one of those people who did clean his VCR.
Did you really?
I'm admitting it. I did it.
Oh my God. I believe it. And they said, of course, the programmable timers, you know, anybody over the age of 20 had to dedicate like a week to learn how to program it. It's a lot different now with, you know.
It sure is. Bro, you brought up Blockbuster. Do you remember what an event it was to go there on a Friday or Saturday night to go rent a movie? Like, the new releases were out, and they'd have, like, 40 copies on the wall.
And you had to get there.
And you had to get there earlier. They're gone, man.
Yeah.
It was an event.
It was, I
know. Blockbuster was the king, and it's crazy how they're just gone.
Boom. Well, technology is, you know, fantastic with the stuff you can just find online now, even though they like to make it difficult for you. But with DVDs, I mean, I love the clarity of the new stuff.
Well, yeah, but it's crazy. So we go from VHS tapes, we go to DVDs, which were great, and now we go to Blu-rays, and then we're going to 4K. I mean, you're always, like for me, I collect movies. I bought the Blu-rays. And
he
then
collects movies, people. Believe me.
I do. And then now it's 4K. I'm like, shit, I'm going to like be bankrupt soon.
That's the whole plan. Think about it. They just can sell the same media over and over again. It's like there was this joke when CDs first came out. They just said they're just trying to find another way for you to buy the White Album by the Beatles. So the same stuff over and over and over again.
Yeah, bro.
Great.
I mean, I get sucked into it myself.
It's a great racket, I'll tell you. And you never get tired of watching those movies either. Like, you get a chance to see them, boom, clear in 4K. Can you imagine?
Yes, it's incredible. 4K is incredible.
Okay, so I did my homework and brought in something cool from the 80s. Come on,
Jason,
hit us with something.
I give you props. I did like that VCR. Although, you know, rest in peace, machines from the 80s. It's sad. It's a sad day.
You never know. They might make a movie where they come back and get you.
Here's a happy story.
Ooh. Okay.
So, you know Michael Keaton, the actor.
Oh, come on.
And we love Michael Keaton. Well, recently, actually just last week on July 28th, Michael Keaton finally received his star on the Walk of Fame.
Well, he should have had it after Mr. Mom, actually.
Oh, Mr. Mom was great.
Yes.
Mr. Mom was great. But let me give you a couple 80s. These are just the 80s movies, some of Michael Keaton's movies he did in that time. He did Mr. Mom, of course, and he was fighting with the vacuum cleaner. You remember that?
Yes, oh yeah.
He did Night Shift, Gung-Ho.
Oh, I love Gung-Ho.
Of course, Beetlejuice.
You know, let me jump in here real quick. I'm sorry.
Go
but
ahead.
There was talk for the longest time, and he just said this like a week or two ago, that they were going to do the sequel. And he actually said that this ship.
You mean for Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice 2. They were going to do it. They were talking about it. They were all getting back together. And he just said
Beetlejuice was such a great film and such an original idea. I love that movie.
It was all him.
He was great in the makeup and everything. He also did in 1989 Batman.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought he was one of the better Batmans. There's so many people have played Batman. And he was one of my favorites.
Oh, absolutely. He's the one who made it. Took it from camp.
Let me give you a line from one of the films in the 80s that he did, Night Shift, which I love with Henry Winkler. I don't know if you remember that film.
Oh, yeah, I remember that film. But, ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Catalano does Michael Keaton.
Well, I'm not doing Michael Keaton, but I want to give you a classic line. It's one of my favorite scenes with him and Winkler. And he's like, this is what Keaton says. He goes, I'm an idea man, Chuck. I got ideas coming at me all day. I could just fight them off if I wanted. Wait a second. Hold the phone. What if we mix mayonnaise right in the can with the tuna fish? Hold it. Let's call Starkist. Do you remember that scene, man?
I remember that scene.
He's like, I'm an idea man, Chuck. I'm an idea man.
Woo, perfect. I like that. Thank you. Gave me goosebumps.
So
right
let's,
there.
We just want to give a big shout out to Michael Keaton and congratulations. You know, it's well deserved. And still today, you're kicking ass.
Yeah, the fact that he came back with Birdman
was great.
Awesome. And Spotlight was great,
too. Yes.
That's not one you want to like when you want to get yourself in a good mood and watch, but Spotlight. Keaton's been kicking ass the past couple years.
Yeah, big props to you, man.
Speaking of a little 80s nostalgia here and VHSs and VCRs and all kinds of good stuff, Stranger Things on Netflix.
You know, I saw the trailer for that a few weeks back.
Let me tell you, the wife and I binged it.
you watched the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing. And let me tell you something about this thing. It is the 80s. In 1983, when this movie was set, I was 13 years old. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm old. And it's the 80s. When I tell you, even when you watch it, the suspense, the Trapper Keepers, the kids are amazing.
Well, don't they reflect back on a lot of films from the time, science fiction, yes, horror, and they use, it's not directly in your face, but you remember
there are homages to like Goonies and whatnot, but the story itself and the whole atmosphere with it, like when I watched that show,
right,
it was it. You'll totally, like when you get a chance to sit and watch it, when
it
felt like it was sometimes hard to watch a little bit because it was so accurate in bringing out what the 80s felt like.
I did catch the first 8 minutes of episode one. It was on YouTube,
mm-hmm,
just to get a taste. Netflix had, is it Netflix, right?
Yeah, Netflix.
They released the first 8 minutes just to get people, I guess, wrapped into it. And it looked great.
Yeah, there was no, you know how when you watch some things, sometimes it's kind of campy. They do it kind of in a cheesy way. This really felt like, for everybody out there who's watching, if you haven't yet and you're listening to this, you should watch it because you will, listen, I'm talking about a total 80s.
And what, let me ask you about the set design. Did they capture the time in 1983?
When I tell you,
from the clothes to the furniture.
The hairstyles.
Like the televisions.
Everything.
I tell you everything. Cars.
You know when we used to have those t-shirts that had like the red, white, and blue and stuff around the collars?
Yes.
All that kind of stuff.
Remember
but
that.
But it was so authentic. You could just like taste it. I'm telling you, Bob, watch this. Once you do the first one, you'll go all the way through.
So
I might even watch it with you.
Okay.
If you want to watch it again.
Definitely, definitely. So you recommend this for all the peeps out there to check
everybody
out.
And anybody out there who's already seen it, you want to comment, you know exactly what I'm talking about because that was the 80s. So there you go. There's Jason's
Stranger
Little
Things.
Pets last week. That's Jason's Little Thing. Stranger Things on Netflix. You want to enjoy some 80s? That is 80s, baby.
So something else that we've been doing recently in the last few episodes is reading some comments from Facebook and some of our other social media. Mm-hmm. We love getting your comments, and each week we're going to read a few. We're going to pick them randomly. So if you have anything to say, pro or con, we want to hear it. So I have one here from Brandy Haynes Stallings, and she writes, "I seriously love listening to you both. Mistakes, F-bombs, off-topic, memories, and just plain laughs." We like the F-bombs, but
we love the F-bombs.
We don't drop them too much. We're trying to keep this like PG-13.
Are we really?
And she continues, not really, I'm just bullshitting. Oh, I dropped the bullshit
good
word.
Good, I know I could get him to do that.
And then she continues, she says, "I think all of that is what makes these podcasts the absolute best. Without a doubt, this is what it's all about. Keep up the wonderful work. Thank you both for the fun and for the memories. I see you next week."
Wow. Thanks, Brandy.
Yeah, thank you, Brandy. Big shout out to you, baby.
All right. And I'm going to read one here from Melanie Lisbey. I know I'm getting that wrong, Mel. I'm sorry.
Oh,
Melanie Lisbey Miller. I got the last name right. That was
there
good.
There you go.
"You guys keep getting better and better. Thank you. I loved hearing about what you both have been up to since the show. And I think it is adorable that Bobby still has all his fan mail." So do I. It's so cute.
Oh, please.
"I never wrote in because I thought the odds of ever hearing back from anyone was slim." Well, see that? Can you see that? "If only I'd have known how dedicated you guys were. I would love to see the entire Weekend with Bob video." Oh, yeah.
It's not going to happen.
We'll see, Melanie. We'll see. "I can assure you that I would not fall asleep. I can't wait to see if Jason finds any glitches in this week's episode." Well, you know.
Hey, man, I've been pretty glitch-free for a few episodes.
He's getting it. He's getting it. "He gets a lot of enjoyment out of busting your balls." Believe me, Mel, I do. I really, it's one of my favorite things to do on the show. "And I completely agree that you guys should be hosting the 80s channel on Sirius." Yeah, all right.
Maybe one
you
day.
"You both are naturals." Well, Melanie, thank you very, very much. Very much. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you very much, Melly. We appreciate it.
Another thing, other than the comments we've been getting on the Facebook page, is, Bob, we've been getting a lot of requests to talk about memories of the show.
Are you talking about the show?
The show.
Luke.
The show. So, what we'll do is once a week, we will have a show moment where we will talk about the show.
We will talk about it.
So this week, we have a request, and I want you to do it first. I haven't told you what this one is.
Okay, let's
do this. What was your most awkward moment on the show. Is there anything you remember, like, that is amazingly horrifyingly, you know, embarrassing and cringeworthy now?
There was a few, more than one, but there's one that always stuck out in my mind. When I had first went on the show, I did wear sunglasses, very shy, and I was intimidated, honestly, to be in that studio, and I didn't really know anybody. So, you know, we always had performers coming in, big stars. And at the time, Evelyn Champagne King came there to sing her big hit, number one hit, Shame. You remember that one? Great, great song. Mm-hmm. So she's up there doing her thing, singing, and all the guys, they put all the guys there sitting along the risers. And she puts her arm out to me to pull me up there to dance with her. And she, oh man, let me tell you something. I was so scared. She pulled me up there. She's singing this song. She's like, Shame. And she's pushing me back. And I'm up there. I wasn't frozen, but I'm skipping around. I honestly, I'm not a great dancer, especially in the beginning. Kind of, I got better as time went on, but I cringe when I see that clip, and luckily I haven't seen a long time, and I hope
can somebody find
please do not show that clip. I do not want to see it, so I hope it doesn't surface.
Please, somebody.
But yeah, man, that was cringeworthy for me. You know what? Looking back, man, I was dancing with Evelyn Champagne King. How many people can say that?
I don't know. It could be a lot, for all you know.
All right, well, let me shoot it back at you. What is your most cringeworthy moment on the show?
Okay, this involves both you and I.
Okay, where are you going with this?
Okay, now this is something we kind of, we looked at each, I don't even know why I'm bringing it up, but I'm going to bring it up. Oh, remember, man. We were kids, we were 16, 17 years old, and this one thing that we did, I have no idea, but now as you're older, you look back on it, and you're like, I cannot believe we did that, so I'm just going to bring it up anyway. Do you remember that Halloween show that we did?
Oh, man. You're going there?
Yeah, I'm
going
to go there.
The Halloween show.
I don't care.
Okay.
We were you and I and Todd Fresh and Marlon dressed up as each other.
Marlon Dow.
Marlon Dow and Todd Fresh and you and I. I was Todd Fresh.
I remember that,
you
man.
Were Marlon.
Yeah, we actually switched. We switched clothes. They took our clothes and vice versa. And yeah. And
I think about that now.
There was
now,
a little more to it.
We were just knucklehead kids, okay?
Yeah.
Suburb kids, didn't know anything about anything. But
well, here's the thing.
Looking back on it, somebody should have stopped us.
I mean, you know, in that time, in the mid to late 80s, you know, politically correct wasn't quite as it is today in 2016.
I don't even think you thought of politically correct.
We honestly didn't. We were just kids. And you know, it was fun. I don't know how people, Marlon, would think about it today. I'd like to get his opinion about it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
You know, but honestly, we were just innocent kids having
a
good time.
Telling them the big, you're not telling them the reason why. It's not like we just dressed up.
Okay, well, we actually put some polish on our faces so we can resemble Marlon and Todd. I don't know, man.
I mean, like, here's the funny thing. Like,
it's cringeworthy.
It's cringeworthy. It's horrible. And looking back on it now, it's like, it's just something that when you and I have talked about it, I think I've seen a clip of it and I've just been like, honestly, I don't know why somebody didn't stop us. We're just kids. You know what I'm saying? We're not even thinking. We're like, oh yeah, I'm dressing up as Todd Fresh and you dress up as Marlon. And
yeah, man, I mean, I love being Marlon Dow because he's the coolest mofo on the planet.
Hey, let me tell you something. Todd wasn't bad either.
Yeah, Todd's a cool cat too.
But yeah, I would say that is my most cringeworthy horror. You know what they say? They say, the truth will set you free. Bring it up and talk about it. You know, well, that's why I wanted to bring that up. So that was my most horrifying. And I think that ranks with you too.
Yeah, bro. I agree with you. I forgot about that time.
Oh yeah. You blocked it out of your head.
It's been such a long time, but I do now. And I remember the clothes I wore with Marlon was like this orange, like jacket and pants. It was real cool.
And I wore Todd's Kango, I think, and green jacket and a pair of sneakers or something.
And
like that.
I think they wore the Choose Life shirts,
yes,
and the bad boys and the gloves and sunglasses and all that shit.
So, but that one right there is
it was cringeworthy, but I think, you know, in the time we were having a good time.
Oh, we had a great time at the time, but you know, as adults and looking back from 30 years ago,
yeah, it was just innocent fun.
Yeah, so there you go. There's our two embarrassing moments from
a show. We let it loose.
That's right.
So speaking of cringeworthy, we just went through a few moments in life that were cringeworthy. Mm. You know what's cringeworthy? watching MTV in the last decade or so has been like, you don't even recognize MTV.
It's like the History Channel.
I mean, they got into, what happened is they turned into a reality television like network.
Yeah.
And they got away from them. What made them MTV was the music.
Yeah, just the videos.
Was the personalities, the VJs. I mean, they got, you know, just this past Sunday, MTV celebrated their 35th anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. I mean, 35 years. Can you believe that?
I can't even believe that. I remember when it first came out. And, you know, I remember one thing that sticks in my head just when you brought that up was that Money for Nothing video, one with Sting in it.
Oh, yeah.
With those computer graphics that were cutting edge at the time.
Do you remember that they would go to spring break? Oh, I used to love that. They would go down to Florida, to different places, and it was crazy some of the shit was going on in those shows. It was fun, though, to watch.
It was a lot of fun to watch.
It really was. But I pulled an article from CNN Money, and it says, this is the title, and it makes sense, and it's topical. It says, why MTV is going back to being MTV. So basically what they say is, let me read you the beginning. I don't know if you remember this, but MTV launched August 1, 1981 with the words, ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll. So that was their first word spoken. But 35 years later, they say, the company is launching something new again. And this time they're looking to the past. So they're looking back to the 80s when they had their big success. So anyway, this past Monday, VH Classic was relaunched as MTV Classic. And it says the network will bring viewers some of the network's most popular programming of the last three decades, from Beavis and Butthead. Remember Beavis and Butthead, man?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy shit there. To music videos, which for me, as a teen in the 80s, to see the music videos was so exciting. You know, I was like Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
Oh, yeah.
Or Thriller. Thriller was like a freaking event.
It was the only time you got a chance, than hearing them all the time, to actually see them.
Like Prince with the Purple Rain, with all his great songs and videos, and Cyndi Lauper. And it's endless. But anyway, they're gonna bring back Beavis and Butthead music videos, also Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach. I did some music for that, bro.
Yeah, you did. So anyway, it's just basically the article is just saying that MTV is trying to get back to its roots. And I think it's a good idea because this MTV, I don't recognize it.
You're right. It's all part of what's going on today. We talked about last week with the Arsenio Hall show, with the stuff that's coming up. All of us, one of the reasons we're doing this here now, we all are looking back now at the 80s and we're like, wow, we all have enough time between now and the 80s, 30 years to look at and go, that was an awesome time.
It was, man. We were there from the beginning of that network's launch and
it changed everything.
It's amazing.
The first videos ever that were ever really done were the ones that the Beatles did.
Right.
Back in the 60s, because they weren't touring anymore. And they said, if we just do videos, people can see that and they'll be happy. Just like how Elvis didn't want to do concerts anymore, what he did is he sent his Cadillac out on tour.
Right.
For people to see. So with MTV coming to the fore back in the 80s when there was no internet, it's so hard for people to wrap their heads around it. There was no cell phones. There was no anything. Getting a chance to watch that and for them to just get away from it the way that they did, for them to do this is a brilliant, brilliant move.
I mean, I enjoyed everything from the VJs to the videos to the special programming like the spring break and all the crazy thing. I think with MTV, you know, everything goes in cycles and they reinvented themselves, turned into more of a, you know, showing like the Jersey Shore.
Well, that's all about, you know, cheap to produce and it makes a lot of money.
Exactly. There you go. Exactly. But, you know, they did lose a lot of viewership and I think the network's hurting now. And I think they're trying, like I said, just going back on their roots. So I'm very interested to see what they're going to do over the next 1 to 2 to 3 years.
How they're going to segment it up into different years. I mean, if we take it back and we go,
We're going back in time?
We're going back in time. Bum, 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 bum. Back in time. So let's say MTV this week in 1986.
Okay. So the week of, what's it, August 4th today?
Let's just say the week ending August, you know, August 9th.
Okay, that works.
So what do we got? We got on the charts, we got Glory of Love by Peter Cetera. Remember when all that music sounded like that?
Yeah,
all
I do.
Da-na-na, with the keyboards
and stuff. It was definitely 80s.
Yeah. So, and then Papa Don't Preach.
You know, I like that song a lot. Isn't by Madonna. Yeah,
man. That whole record was great.
What? It was, there was number one hit after number one hit.
Yeah.
That was her time.
She really, yeah, she nailed it with that one. And then Mad About You, Belinda Carlisle. Now, I remember you
Belinda.
Had the biggest crush.
You know, I did. I had a crush on Belinda Carlisle, the Go-Go's. I loved her, man. Heaven Can Wait. Heaven Can't Wait or whatever that damn song was.
Heaven, I can't remember. I remember heaven, Mad About You, the one that they're talking about.
Something with heaven. Somebody will remind me later.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, Belinda. I got to speak with Belinda one time.
On the telephone.
Yeah, I did a telephone interview with her. And yeah, it was like, it wasn't as good as meeting her in person, but hey, I'll take it.
Oh, man. Lucky you go, man, because I know she was like one of the ones that...
Did
you have a poster of her?
Wait. Heaven is a place on earth.
Oh, that's it.
That's a song. Baby, do you know? Yes, I love that song.
What else? We got Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. That's
great
a video.
Song.
But that video, remember the video was all claymation?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That's something that would be awesome to see. What else? Oh, We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off by Jermaine Stewart.
That was a great song to dance to listen to.
They played it. All the time, man, on the show.
I loved it. I love that song.
Yeah. What else? What else we got here?
We got Rod Stewart, Love Touch. Remember that one? Mm-hmm. And of course, Kenny Loggins with Danger Zone.
Danger Zone. Now, he just did that on that Arsenio show. So that was worth it. He did a good job with that.
And that was from Top Gun, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's like the king of writing songs for movies.
All right, let's round out the top 10 here. What do we got?
What do you got?
We got Steve Winwood with Higher Love.
I never really liked that track.
Now we got number 9, Bananarama.
They played that one all the time on the show, too.
Yeah, Venice.
Yeah,
Venice. Venice, California. Damn, Bob, your glitches are coming out.
I love your Venice.
Mike, you round it out. Give us number 10, Jason.
You give me number 10. Go ahead.
All right, it's Rumors.
The Timex Social Club.
Exactly.
We used to dance to that one a lot, too. I remember. And that week, some of the debuts that were coming out that week were When I Think of You by Janet Jackson and Love Walks In when Van Halen, when they got Sammy Hagar singing lead for the group back then.
Bro, I gotta give you number 12, even though it's not in the top 10.
Hit me.
It's by our boys Wham, Edge of Heaven.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
We kind of know the lyrics to that one.
Just a little bit. So there, I think that would be something. That was fun. I like doing that. This week in 86.
Yeah, we'll continue that.
Yeah, we'll pick another year. But I would think that MTV is going to come back. Think about, we just listed off that list for you. All those videos that you remember, going to get a chance to watch them again.
Yeah, I think MTV is going to bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're on the subject of 1986, something happened with you and I in 86. And I want to jog your memory.
Oh, no.
Okay, so we went to see a movie together, and this movie was released in 1986.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh.
Yes.
So the movie is Aliens.
Yes.
And first off, let's just say Aliens, great movie.
Awesome movie.
But do you remember who went with us to see Aliens?
Yes, I remember. Well, go ahead.
Okay. No, you tell everybody.
No, you tell everybody.
All right. Well, we met these twins and very beautiful girls, by the way. And we started to date them and we went to see that movie with them. Now, it's not the twins that everybody remembers from the show. No, this is another set of twins that nobody really knows. And do you remember when we were watching the movie, the four of us are sitting there with the popcorn and the scene when the alien, they tapped on the glass and the thing jumped?
Yes.
And we all, four of us, just jumped back. I mean, it was frightening.
It was frightening.
You know, the first time seeing it, you don't expect that.
Mm-mm. Especially you're there and you're dating these girls.
So that was just a little fun fact for all the peeps out there, a little inside information. And Jason's blushing. You can't see that, but it was a good time.
It was a great time. 1986. Thanks for joggling the old memory there, pal.
So do you have anything from the email mailbag?
As a matter of fact, I do.
This is a weekly thing we're going to do, and we're going to read one email in each show.
You know, we really appreciate it. So in order to get on here, you want to jump on the mailing list or come on over to the website and email us there, because this is for everybody.
Exactly.
Not just on Facebook, people on Instagram and people on Twitter and whatnot. Because we get a lot of people that just aren't on Facebook that are contacting us. So.
Exactly.
All right. So here we go. This one is for Marcy Sims. I know I didn't screw that name up.
There you go.
Hello to the both of you. Let me say that I absolutely adore your podcasts and all the social media for you both. Wow. You bring me right back to being 14 again. OMG, that was such a long time ago.
Oh my God.
That's right. And reliving my youth. Dance Party USA was such a huge portion of my life, and I look forward to it every day. I loved being a child of the 80s, and the two of you were such a big part of that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Both of you are as handsome and as gorgeous as you were back then.
Oh, please.
Please let us know your secret, because the rest of us are getting wrinkles. Well, you know, we just hide them pretty well. I cannot wait to see what the future of this site brings and the new things you guys keep hinting at on your podcasts. Well, 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 we got some stuff in store.
Things are happening.
Please keep up the great work. I just wanted to express my appreciation for how proud I am of both of you. Take care, Marcy.
Oh, wow. Marcy, thank you very much. Big shout out to you. We really appreciate it. That was great.
Thank you very much. It's stuff like that that makes, you know, Bob and I, it just makes it all worth it, really.
You guys are putting smiles on our faces.
Yes.
And we hope that we're putting some smiles on your faces. We're having a good time with this.
Yeah, we're having a great time. And we appreciate you taking the time to get in touch with us and send us messages. And
keep those comments coming. Keep the emails coming. We read everything.
We do read everything. So we're going to start making that moment of the show something we're going to do every week. So if you have a question for us about something specific, like this one was our most cringeworthy, embarrassing moment.
Yep. So I want to, before we sign off here, I want to let everybody know that Podcast 7 next week, we're going to have a very special, special guest.
Someone that can give you some serious insight on some stuff, too.
So, yeah, definitely you're going to want to miss blah, 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 next week's episode.
There we go. Very good.
I got it out.
Good job. So, again, thank you very much, everybody out there, for listening. It's been a blast, as always. Have a great week. Weekend.
It has. This podcast will self-destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2. Go, Jace.
1. Boom. See ya.
Take care.